Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the 12 Questions Podcast. My name is Jeff Luck. I'm a writer for The Athletic. And each week, I ask the same 12 questions to a different race car driver. Up next is Ross Chastain. I absolutely love this interview. This was so much fun. I've been doing this with Ross Chastain since he was at JD Motorsports, when he was certainly not in the position that he is now, finishing second in the points last year. And as you'll hear in this interview, I don't really think he's changed that much. So it's pretty fun to talk to him and hear his perspective now. I will let the interview speak for itself. So here we go. All right. We're here for another 12 questions with Ross Chastain, who says he's not ready, but you always give a good answer, so I know you'll be ready to deliver. Please don't look at my handwriting.
I couldn't read it if I tried.
I had a little trouble finalizing them this year, so there, it was still a little bit of a scramble.
Is that toilet paper on part of it?
So the first one is, you must pick one chore or obligation to do every day for a year, but if you make it the whole year doing this, you never have to do this chore again. So what would you pick?
Current chores at my house, I guess.
I mean, just something.
I live alone, so I don't have a lot of chores now. My own.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, nobody's telling you.
Mom's not telling me.
Yeah. I mean, you still got to, like, I'm sure.
Laundry.
You have to do your laundry.
Laundry.
You do your own laundry.
Yeah, I just would rather it just appear clean and folded and hung.
Can't you, like, pay somebody to do that now that you're, like, a time?
It's expensive, man.
Yeah.
I did that when I lived with Bobby Daughters at Bobby Daughters shop. No washer and dryer, and I would take it to a wash and fold in Mooresville, and it added up.
Yeah.
I mean, I was spending more on laundry than I did on my clothes.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Describe how you are as a passenger in a streetcar.
Oh, terrible. Yeah, I push my imaginary brake pedal a lot. I feel like people they're not slowing down in time, or yeah, I have a lot of criticism.
Okay. Do you air that criticism?
Or I kind of word vomit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not good. I would rather ride, but then I struggle to not say something.
Okay.
I would rather ride, though.
So you'd rather ride with a good driver who's not going to...
I still would rather ride with any driver.
Oh, okay.
I just... If I'm in the middle or, like, the back row of, like, a burb, then I can... Then I can be quiet because I'm so far back they can't hear me anyways.
But, oh, okay.
But if I'm in the front passenger seat, yeah, not good.
Okay. What is an app on your phone that you love using and think that more people should know about?
Everybody is more well-versed. I've not met many people that are less well-versed in iPhones than me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't have any groundbreaking things.
You're just like the standard. You got the standard stuff. Don't play any games.
No games.
What do you do on a flight?
Netflix.
You don't play games? Oh, Netflix. Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah, lots of downloaded Netflix.
Okay.
Binge shows that I just pick a random one and, yeah, let it play.
Okay. What do you do to make yourself feel better when you're having a crappy day?
I feel like I have less than average crappy days, like, especially for race car driver level mentality. I would like manifest myself into thinking everything was a bad day earlier in my career. So now, I do something productive that I feel like will help me in the car, whether it's watching some film, watching an old race, preferably one that I did better than worse than, maybe some jump on iRacing, like something to give me that thought that I've done 30 minutes of work to be better. So it could be iRacing, it could be video. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's a good answer. So these next three are all, like, I'm mixing it up for each person to try to get some variety this year into the questions.
Isn't the point of the 12 questions to be the same questions?
Well, they're the same theme, but I thought they were getting a little stale by the end of the year. So I'm trying to, like,
isn't that the point of a 12-question interview?
Yes. You were correct.
Yep. Okay.
For sure.
Okay, three new ones.
So the first one is advice column. So I ask people on Twitter to give me, like, Dear Abby-style questions about their life, something that's going on. I'm changing it for each driver. So I picked a random one for you. This person says, my coworker clips her nails at her desk. Am I wrong for being grossed out by this? What can I say to get her to stop?
Yeah, that's gross.
You look horrified.
Terrible. Because you know they don't all go in the trash can. There's just rogue nails floating around the office.
Right.
Gosh. I mean, I am guilty of, like, the occasional, like, nervous. I'll pick at it.
Uh-huh.
I don't bite them, but I'll, like, when I'm nervous or... I guess nervous is the main thing. If I'm thinking about something really seriously, I'll, like, catch myself, like, with a nail half tore off. But not a conscious clipping.
Right.
On company time.
In front of other people. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, and even if you can't see them, I can just imagine a cubicle over, and you just hear that clip sound.
Yeah.
And once you know what it is, you could almost probably hear the nail land somewhere, especially on the desk. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. So should this person
talk you got to get them to stop. It? You got to get them to stop. Like, okay. Do that on your own time.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
I agree.
I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go and definitely make sure you're cleaning it up.
Ugh. Yeah, you walk by and look down at their desk and see.
What is there? And then they file at the end, so there's like a powder laying around. God. Just like a dusty powder.
Oh, it's terrible. So the next one is just a random sort of pop culture debate, whatever. So this is coming out during St. Patrick's week. So rank these holidays in order of your favorite to least favorite. Got St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, Valentine's Day. How would you put those?
Three terrible holidays to pick from.
Horrified about this as you do about the nail clippings.
I was thinking like Christmas, New Year's.
Well, here's the thing. I was thinking about putting July 4th in there, but then you would have said that's P1 because of watermelon. So that would have been too easy.
Memorial Day.
Oh, Memorial Day. Yeah. Well,
like, yeah. That's our holiday for Florida watermelons.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Georgia's July 4th.
Oh, okay. Yep. I didn't realize. Okay.
All right. So they were St. Patrick's Day,
Halloween, Valentine's Day.
Yep. I don't really ever do anything for... I've never done anything for St. Patrick's Day, so that's just an odd one that I don't take advantage of, I guess. Halloween, never really got too into it. I mean, I dressed up as a kid, but nothing too crazy, so I guess it's second, but Valentine's Day is... I feel like... Oh, gosh, I'm getting looked at. I feel like that... that girls look at it from one point of view and guys look at it from another point of view of like what it is. And as long as everybody's happy at the end of the night, then I think we're okay.
So you're fine with it because you can make somebody happy and shower them with gifts or whatever. And, you know, take them to a nice dinner and you don't care, but they care. So you made
them
happy.
Okay. I'm a caring person. It's a good thing. Show some extra appreciation.
Okay. So clickbait headline for this is Ross Chastain loves Valentine's Day.
Sure. Tell everybody I'm a caring guy.
Okay.
Just don't meet me.
So the next one is a wild card question. I'm mixing it for each person. So we recently did Zooms with you when there was Fontana rain out and everybody was in the infield and they're all, you know, in their motorhomes in the
Were those like glamorous. Marble walls in one of them? Do you think tile marble?
Very fancy, yeah. But you were in your hotel and it seems like you don't have a motorhome maybe, even though you're a big time famous race car driver now. So how come you're not? I mean, it's one thing to like not buy a jet. Some guys like don't buy a private plane. You haven't even bought the motorhome, it seems like. So why not?
I actually have lived the motorhome life. I've owned a fifth wheel, like toy hauler, and I towed it around to a bunch of tracks a few years ago. And then I sold it to my uncle and bought a 2000 Monaco Windsor. So it's just has like two slides on the driver's side. So it doesn't open up very big, and it's 23 years old.
Oh.
So I've only actually taken it to one race. Took it to the 500 in 2021. That was it. I haven't taken it since. My brother and dad use it more than me. So I keep it in Florida. They keep it in Florida. And yeah, my dad just brought it to the 500 and stayed in it. So I do have one, but I haven't fully grasped the thought of, one, paying for it to come all around the country just to a little convenience factor. And then also, like, you got to pay somebody to drive it. And I'm too cheap, I guess. I don't know. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to pay somebody well. And I'm not willing to do that yet.
Okay. So you don't mind the hotel?
I actually, when I bought the motorhome, I thought I was getting ready to start traveling in it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe pay somebody part-time to drive it. And the more I've evolved, I feel like I actually do better getting away from the track at night. So my problem was, in the fifth wheel, I would lay there and just think about racing, and I couldn't sleep. On top of like people partying and loud music and stuff. So I actually feel better getting away from the track, and like just the physical process of like driving out of the tunnel lets my mind release the track. Seriously, it's pretty wild.
That's cool.
So once I kind of consciously realized that, then I didn't put any more effort into upgrading the motorhome. I would need to upgrade if it was going to go all the time.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you get to pick where you stay, or do you just stay where they
stay where you? The team does?
So you don't get like hotel points. You're not like a frequent hotel point person or something.
No, I'm not one of those weirdos.
It adds up to free vacations, Ross. You're missing out on free stuff.
I want the convenience of not thinking about, if I booked my own travel, I would book it on Monday of the week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I would never get good hotels, and I would probably never get. Yeah.
That would cost you a lot of money too.
Yeah. So I just let Miss Lane handle it at Trackhouse.
Gotcha. In your career, what's the deal that came closest to happening that ended up not working out?
Mine's public. I was sitting in the Phoenix Media Center announcing in my white button-up a full Xfinity effort in 2019. And 30 days later, I was at the farm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that is an obvious one,
so,
I guess.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if that was just for me, but yeah.
No, it wasn't just for me.
No, it's... Yeah, no, Xfinity for 2019 was supposed to be full-time in the 42.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Who is a person that you would be starstruck by when meeting them? Although it's hard to imagine you getting starstruck.
Yeah, my face probably wouldn't show it. I've been told that a lot lately, that my face doesn't show much emotion.
Hmm.
So.
Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I mean, I only look at myself in the mirror. So.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Starstruck? I mean, it'd be cool, like some cool people. I'd like to meet like Kevin Hart and like funny people. I want to like I've been to one of his shows, and I like hearing funny people talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm probably more nervous around like high executives. So like when some big time Chevy brass comes in, I'm like really like maybe that's starstruck. I'm like, ooh, I don't want to say something wrong, or then I think about when I answer questions publicly, like, oh, I wonder if they ever read this. It's more like the fallout of what might happen.
Right. You don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right.
What is the single most important skill a race car driver can possess?
Driving a car fast.
Well, there's something that goes into that, I assume. I mean,
a single most important skill is, yeah, it's just driving it fast.
How do you do that? Is it like you're just fearless, or hand-eye coordination?
No, not like, hand-eye. I am not good at that.
Oh,
actually,
that's surprising.
Everything we measure on, I'm one of the worst in the group.
Really?
Probably shouldn't say that out loud.
Wow.
Okay. It's not a skill. It's more, I think for me, it's an like a way of thinking and a attitude of just like you can't stop.
Hmm.
Like if I stopped on the fourth time that I probably should have in my career, I wouldn't be here today. But I outlasted a lot of guys. I feel like there was so many people, boys and girls, with better opportunities that when they went south, they quit, and I just kept coming back.
Yeah.
So just like every day you wake up, it's a new day. Just don't. You do have to forget about it, but you also have to learn like from it.
Okay.
So I mean we all are, right? We're all a piece of our past, I guess.
Yeah.
But put it behind you and move on.
That's a good quote. Is that like
maybe you should clean it up a little bit
on a t-shirt or like a poster? Did you make that up?
No,
we're all a piece of our past. I like
we're
that.
All a piece of our past. We're all a slice of our past. Slice of watermelon. I see that on a Melon Man shirt. Call Kevin.
What life lessons from a young age stick with you and affect your daily decisions as an adult?
I'm cheap. My dad was cheap. I'm cheap.
Is that a good thing?
I think I drive a hard bargain.
Hmm.
I mainly drive a hard bargain by not buying things. That's yeah. The easiest way to be cheap and frugal with your money is just not buy the things that aren't totally necessary.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would say that people that know me would, if you asked them, they would all 100% agree I'm cheap.
But that doesn't change when you, because you finished second in the points last year. You're like, you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
But that it's still the same.
I want to do the safest things I can with the money I made.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to go crazy and try to like quadruple it.
All right.
I just want it to be safe and maybe make a little bit on itself.
So none of us listening to this are getting the ride on your jet anytime
soon, apparently. I don't think so. Maybe the free seat on the team plane I get.
So each week I ask a driver to give me a question for the next person. Last was Corey LaJoy. So his question for you is, how long did it take you to shake the mindset of not feeling like you belong contending for top fives and wins after driving subpar equipment for your entire career?
I still work through it. I still catch myself looking around under caution and think, oh, there's Kevin Harvick next to me, and I've just been ahead of him the entire last tire run. It's still a work in progress. Hasn't ended yet.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, that's kind of surreal that you're in that situation, that you can catch yourself that moment and appreciate it, too.
Yeah, my first cup race, I was big, and I remember looking around and like racing Paul Menard for the free pass, Dale Jr. at one point, like racing those guys. Like, we had a little fresher tires, but it was still like on the lead lap racing, and I still kind of have those feelings about certain guys.
That's pretty cool. So I don't know who the next one's with yet. Do you want me to get back to you, or do you want to
get last a time we I do want to know, and I'm not okay. Gonna not give a question this year. I know last year I didn't.
I think you gave one eventually, but it was
too late. Yeah, it's too late. Yeah,
I'll try to give you
about right.
Yeah. All right, I'll get back to you. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Ross Chastain on the 12 questions. That was just so fun. I just had such a good time doing that interview. So thanks for those of you who made it through the whole thing. And Ross did submit his question in time for the next interview, which turned out to be with Ben Rhodes. So here's his question. You've run one cup race. What are you willing to change about your current career and life to run one more? Ooh, good question, huh? So Ben Rhodes will answer that one next week. Anyway, if you enjoy listening to these, please subscribe to The Athletic. Would love to have you read them as well there or get them a week early. You can do that by going to theathletic.com/12questions. Either way, thanks as always for listening, and I will talk to you next time on the 12 Questions podcast.